Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Corey Brown. Corey is a personal trainer, an entrepreneur, and winner of the 2021 Mr. America Natural Bodybuilding Contest. On the program, we discuss his fitness journey, how often he trains, his favorite and least favorite body parts to train, winning the 2021 Mr. America Contest, the pros and cons of being a natural bodybuilder, and much more. Corey is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
We did it. I still can't believe we got this project done so fast and so well.
When I'm in New York,
I'm in Chicago, and I'm in LA. But
we're making it happen in Miro.
Together. Our best work just happens faster on Miro's collaborative online whiteboard. No more scheduling meeting after meeting for work that could happen from anywhere. Whether it's getting design feedback here, mapping timelines here,
or brainstorming next steps here. It all just happens on the Miro board.
Exactly. And it's nice not having to wait an entire day to get sign-off from this guy.
Hey! Well, it is true.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com. The first three boards are free forever. That's Miro.com.
Four juicy Raising Cane's chicken fingers, garlicky buttered Texas toast, crispy crinkle cut fries, fresh coleslaw, and the secret cane sauce. That makes the perfect box combo.
We take pride in making the best chicken finger meal.
One love, ready to go.
And you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Raising Cane's founder Todd Graves is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
Four juicy Raising Cane's chicken fingers, Texas toast, fries, coleslaw, and the secret cane sauce that makes the perfect box combo. One love, ready to go.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Four juicy Raising Cane's chicken fingers, garlicky buttered Texas toast, crispy crinkle cut fries, fresh coleslaw, and the secret cane sauce that makes the perfect box combo.
We take pride in making the best chicken finger meals.
One love, ready to go.
And you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
The Miss America competition actually means a lot. This is, like I said, one of the biggest competitions that's held. It's one of the oldest competitions that's been going on. And it's just an honor for me to be here.
Our first place winner of pro bodybuilding and the newly crowned Mr. America 2021, P211, Corey Brown!
Honestly, I did not. You know, like I said, you know, all the competitors, they looked great. Everyone, you know, bought their best. And just to be standing here today with being Miss America, it's an amazing feeling, man. It's great. It's wonderful.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of CBS Sports Network and Mr. America, the official Mr. America YouTube channel, and that was the winner of the 2021 Mr. America Natural Bodybuilding Contest, and that was Corey Brown, and just showing his excitement for winning that contest. And, you know, we have him on the program, and we're going to have him to talk more about his training, also being involved in the contest, and amongst other things. And let's welcome him to the program. He's a personal trainer that's the owner of his own gym called Get a Grip Fitness, and he's also a natural bodybuilder. Let's welcome him to the program, Corey Brown. Hey, Corey, welcome to the program, my man.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we get into your personal training and competing and things of that nature, every story has a beginning. What was your upbringing like growing up?
Oh, man. It was a pretty tough one for me, you know. I started working out when I was 15. You know, I just found something that took my mind off of a lot, you know, that I've been going through, you know, ever since a young age. Didn't grow up with my mom, didn't grow up with my dad. So, you know, finding that out, you know, in the gym, that pretty much gave me, you know, confidence in myself and confidence that, you know, I'm able to do anything that I put my mind to and set my mind to. So, I ran with it. I took hold of it and I ran with it. And as you heard, you know, I became the new Mr. America in 2021, and I just feel like, you know, I'm still overwhelmed by it, you know, still shocked by it. So it was a pretty exciting moment for me that time of my life.
Indeed, it was, and again, congratulations on that honor. And we'll get more into that in just a little bit, but I want to get back to your upbringing just for a moment, if you don't mind. You said you uh-huh. into the gym when you started working out at the age of 15, and 15. You said that you were looking for an outlet, but before you found the gym, did you grow up playing sports in your youth, whether it be basketball, football, or were you socially active around that time before you found the gym?
I did. You know, I grew up playing basketball, playing football, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, with all my friends in the neighborhood and everything. So, you know, we always had play pickup games at the park. We would play basketball at one of my friends' house in his backyard. So, you know, I was always pretty active as a kid growing up, you know, so, and being active as I was, you know, that started. But to be honest, the first time I started working out was, high school, 15. I started doing push-ups and sit-ups. I used to do push-ups and sit-ups every single night. I did 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every night. Every single night. And then, you know, when I first got into the weight room, you know, I saw all the – I was a freshman at the time. You know, and I saw all the upperclassmen, you know, they in the gym lifting, you know, these big weights, 45s on each side. And I was like, oh, man, let me – I want to try that, see if I can do that. You know, so I got under the bar, and I barely got it up. And I was like, oh, no. And then from that moment on, that's what drove me, and that's what gave me that hunger, that drive to want to be better. So I started playing, you know, football, and I lived in the gym pretty much, actually, you know. That was, like I said again, that was my outlet. And the rest is history.
Absolutely, indeed, the rest is history. And when you started, you know, dedicating yourself to the gym at the age of 15, what was the moment that hit you when you were lifting weights and you looked at yourself and you were like, you know what, I can take this to the next level and compete? Was it, did it happen in high school or did it happen a little bit later down the line?
Oh, it happened a little bit later down the line. Because when I was in high school, you know, I was, you know, as a kid, you know, you started working out and you start seeing your body change. And, you know, you start seeing you building a little bit of muscle and, you know, you build, you know, gave you a little bit more confidence in yourself. So as I started doing that, started working, started training, I also ran track in high school. Got a scholarship to play football at the University of New Mexico. I went to University of New Mexico. Funny story, the first day I stepped into the gym facility at the University of New Mexico, my head coach, you know, he's coming around congratulating everybody, all the freshmen that just came in. You know, and we were in there working out. And he's congratulating me. He's going down the line telling everybody, hey, you're going to be such and such when you grow up. You're going to be such and such when you grow up. You know, he got to me and he looked at me and he was like, you're going to be a bodybuilder when you grow up. Honestly, Ed, I looked at him and I laughed. I was like, man, you're kidding. Get out of here, man. I'm not going to be no bodybuilder. I'm about to, you know, be in NFL, play some football. And, you know, as I continue to train and work out, you know, body start changing, start seeing results. And then that's when I really dove in and I got serious about working out. I got my certification, my personal training certification in 2006. I trained for a few years. And, you know, I've always, and after that, I've always, you know, it's funny. I look back now and I look, and, you know, I used to see, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these other guys, you know, bodybuilding, showing their muscles and all that other stuff. And I was like, man, maybe I can, you know, I probably can be a bodybuilder one day. I'd like to try that. So to fast forward, 2017, the gym that I'm at now, the Yard Fitness, the owner, Julian Brown. We're not brothers, by the way. We're just really close buddies. He looked at me. He's like, dude, do you compete? I was like, no, man, I don't compete. But I've been, you know, I've been looking around, you know, trying to find, you know, trying to find somebody or, you know, just a way that I could, that I would be able to start competing and get into bodybuilding. So he looked at me and he was like, okay, well, now you do compete. You know, we're going to find you a show, we're going to pick a date, and then we're going to work towards that date and get you ready for that show. And I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, he helped me. He's the one that helped me with my posing. You know, he took me by the hand and guided me through my posing routines and everything that I had to know and had to learn. And I did my first competition 2017 with the OCB. And I won my first competition in 2017. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be doing this for a while. You know, and here I am today.
Well, definitely, and you definitely continue to do your thing. And, of course, it began with the coach, your football coach in college, and saying that you saw something in you and said that you were going to be a bodybuilder. And then we fast forward, and the gentleman by the name of Junior, he looked at you and said, you look like a competitor. Yep, and sure enough, he helped you to guide you through your first contest. So definitely the both of those gentlemen saw something in you, and as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
And so you go from just high school at 15, working out, using it as an outlet, and then after that, you continue to work out, playing college football, and then later the gentleman by the name of Junior helped you to get ready for your first contest, and so you have a career. And so I want to ask you, how often do you train, and how many hours and days a week?
Man, I train 7 days a week. Like, no joke, 7 days a week, at least 2 hours in the gym. You know, there's times where I have to make myself leave the gym. I have to stop the workout and make myself leave the gym. You know, I know a lot of people probably sitting listening and say, oh, man, that's too much. You're overtraining. You're doing this and you're doing that. But for me, I didn't feel like I was overtraining, you know. So I was just going to say, you know, that outlet for me, that gym, you know, like I said, when I was 15, that outlet for me became a passion of mine. And that passion of mine just led, just carried me.
I want to just kind of get back to, you mentioned your first contest was in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
And what place did you finish in?
Oh, I remember it very well. I won. I got first place.
Okay.
I remember it was August 20th, 2017.
Awesome. Do you remember the name of the competition?
Yeah, it was the OCB. I trained with the OCB Federation. It was with the OCB organization that I did my first competition with.
I want to stay just with the first competition that you entered in and you won that. Do you remember being nervous, or were you excited? You getting on stage for the first time and doing your thing?
Oh, man, I was nervous. I was excited. I was nervous. I was scared. I was sweaty palms. I was shaking, you know, because it was something different. You know, something different for me. It was out of my comfort zone. You know, and many times you hear people say that the only way that you grow and succeed is, you know, you got to step out your comfort zone. And for me, that's what I did. You know, I set my mind. I was like, you know what? I'm here now. There's no turning back. You know, so let's do it. So before I even stepped on that stage, man, I was so nervous. You probably could have heard my heartbeat if you were standing next to me. That's how nervous I was. But you know, as I went out there, I just remembered everything that me and Julian worked on. We practiced just every day straight for an hour at least. Every single day, every turn, every routine, everything. So in my mind, as I stepped on stage, I just replayed everything in my mind that we went through. And people saw, when other people saw me on stage for the first time, they was like, this is not his first time. They was saying that to Julian. He told me that after the show. He's like, man, people, they think that that's not your first competition. And he told him, he's like, yes, it is. You know, so it's just, but I was nervous. I may not look nervous on stage, but I was nervous. I was very nervous.
Well, I tell you one thing, sometimes, you know, you have to be nervous. I mean, whenever it's your first time doing anything, but definitely it paid off at the end and you were able to win, place first place and win that competition that you did in your first competition. And I want to just get back to, we talked about how often you train and how many hours and days a week. You said that it would take the act of Congress to get you out of the gym because some people say that, you know, you're overtraining, but I wanted to ask you, have you had any injuries from overtraining?
The only injury I've had is my shoulder. And it was probably a few years ago. Yeah, a few years back, I injured my shoulder. You know, I injured my infraspinatus. You know, I had some inflammation in there. It was bruised. And that was the worst pain. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. That was the worst pain ever. that I've ever felt. I couldn't do any pushes, really overhead presses. I couldn't do any pulls. But I rehabbed, and now everything seems to be okay. But that is the only injury that I've ever had ever since I've been training, ever since I've been working out. I never tore anything, knock on wood. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, how long were you out with this injury?
A couple months. I had to take a rest. I really had to rest my shoulder. It was hard, because, I felt like I was going to lose, what I gained and what I worked so hard for. But in all naturality, I really didn't lose anything. It's just us as fitness enthusiasts, as fitness people, as much as we work so hard to grind, it's just something in our mind that just is telling us that we're gonna, oh man, you need to get back in the gym. Well, I'm just telling myself, man, I need to get back in the gym. I can't take any rest. I can't, but I have to listen to my body. And the sooner I listened and, took control of me, my body, I rest my shoulder, and now it's all healed and everything is good now. It's just amazing, what the body can do, and us, the more that we take control and listen to our body, because your body will never steer you wrong, just listen to your body. I tell my clients that all the time, just listen to your body. Your body will let you know. It gives you warning signs before the actual injury or whatever the case may be that you're going through happens. So if you listen to your body and you take a hold before it gets to a certain point, then you'll be fine. But, as us, we're just hard-headed, stubborn, that we have to, keep pushing. But I took the lesson, listened to my body, and I rest my shoulder, and now it's pretty good. It's healed, and now I'm all good now.
Well, good to hear. I'm glad you're all good now. That way you were able to get back on track and then resume your career. And while we're staying with training just for a moment, I want to ask you, what are your favorite body parts to train, and what are your least favorite body parts to train?
My favorite body parts is my legs. I train legs 3 times a week. I hit different exercises. I hit them at different angles. That's my favorite body part to train is my legs. My least, I don't know if I have a least, but I'll just put it in this order: legs, back, shoulders, and chest.
I want to move along now because we touched on the training portion of things, but now one thing that's a part of what you do in your career is the nutrition. What does your diet consist of?
Oh, definitely. You have to eat. You have to make sure that you get the right amount of calories in. Especially for the type of sport that I do. My diet is, during the season, it's very, very, very strict diet that I'm on during the season. No fatty foods, no sugary, no heavily sugary foods. I'm just strictly clean eating during my season when I'm training. Off season, I get to indulge a little bit, but not overindulge. Just the things that I've been craving during the season that I wasn't able to eat. But I still keep it clean. The more clean you eat, the better results that you produce. what I do. You know, a lot of chicken breasts, a lot of ground turkey, ground chicken, vegetables, a lot of green vegetables, carbs. A lot of people think that carbs is your enemy. Good carbs is not your enemy. It's actually your friend. You know, that's what muscle building gives you, the energy, builds your strength, that you're able to work out for a longer period of time, you know. So,
well, you mentioned some of the things that you eat when preparing for a competition, but everybody has their cheat meals, and you said that from, you know, when you're not competing, you indulge, but you don't overindulge. But what are your favorite cheat meals?
Oh, my favorite cheat meals. chicken wings. I love chicken wings. Lemon pepper chicken wings. That's my... Yes.
I tell you one thing, you can't go wrong with some lemon pepper chicken wings. I tell you that. What else did you hear anything?
You sure can. And I like a good a lemon pound cake. You know, it's just something about that, the lemon. You know, it's just so refreshing, and then the pound cake is just so moist. And you know, it's, oh man, yeah. So those two things, you know, my lemon pound cake and my chicken wings. You know, yeah. I'm not too much of a candy, cake person, you know. So, but give me a nice slice of lemon pound cake and some chicken wings, and I'm good.
Hey, that's another thing, you can't go wrong with the lemon pound cake, man. That's always a home run as well. Hey, to add to go on with the lemon pepper chicken wings, most definitely. And you know, we've touched on the training and the nutrition, and also another part of the thing that you do well is vitamins and supplements. We know that vitamins and supplements are definitely important as far as recovery and making sure you stay on track of the nutritional value. So what vitamins and supplements do you take to keep yourself going, and what you do when you're getting ready for training, or just whether it be during training or away from training?
Honestly, the supplements that I take, multivitamin, it's a must. Take my multivitamin on a daily. Vitamin C, vitamin B complex. I do my BCAAs, my EEAs, protein, and I'll do a pre-workout. That's my...
So I see you're not too, you kind of rely, you don't rely too much on the, I mean, you rely on vitamins and supplements, but you primarily rely on just good training and having the nutrition down pat, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I got to ask you about the Mr. America competition that you won in 2021. How did you stumble upon that? Was there something that you wanted to get into, or was this kind of like a dare from a client or a colleague? How did the whole Mr. America thing come about?
You know, honestly, as I was doing competitions, you know, I just started looking at other federations and other, you know, competitions that they're having throughout the year. And I looked up the Mr. America competition. I stumbled upon it, and I was like, oh, man, what is this? Mr. America? And then I did my research, looked up on it, and I saw it. I was like, oh, man, you know what? I'm going to do that one day. And before the coronavirus locked down everything, I was going to compete in the Mr. America 2020. Yeah, I was going to compete 2020. But then, you know, everything got locked down, got shut down, and I had to put that on hold. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to compete for that show 2021. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just saw it, and from that point on, I started my training for that particular show. So I trained, and I registered for the show. I bought my ticket for the show. I paid my room for the show, and that was it. I was like, well, my money is done. My money is up for the show. I paid. I'm not going to lose out on money that I paid, that I work hard for and I paid for. So I have no choice now to make sure that I was ready for that competition. Again, I had no idea, you know, what to expect. When I got there, it was probably nerve-wracking. Again, you know, I was very nervous. I was super nervous. Didn't know what I was getting into. Didn't know what to expect. I know it was the top of the top. It was, you know, the one of the most prestigious shows that I've ever done. And to win that show that year was by far one of the most amazing feelings ever. You know, and I still look back and I'm still amazed by how I did and my results.
Well, congratulations on that honor. And I want to stay just with the Mr. America competition.
Yep.
You mentioned about just feeling nerves and your palms sweating and things of that nature. What was the crowd like for that event? Was it a decent crowd, or was it a lot of people there? What was the atmosphere like?
It was a lot of people, a lot of competitors, a lot of great competitors. The crowd were amazing. You know, they applauded, they cheered, it was an amazing, amazing feeling, man. Let's see, how can I put this? It was probably one of the best feeling that I've ever had, man. Everybody was so welcoming. You know, people were so humble and just the camaraderie there was just amazing. You know, nobody was, you know, seemed to be having an ego. You know, everybody, you know, put their ego aside, for just that day. You know, but it was, yeah. I didn't feel like, you know, I didn't feel no kind of bad vibes or anything like that, you know. So everybody was just welcoming, you know, like open arms, just welcoming with open arms, man. It was, yeah.
Good deal. I want to stay just with the whole atmosphere of that competition. You mentioned that you paid to get to the venue. You also paid for the hotel, and you know, you definitely, as you said, you wanted to make the most out of that experience because you were fitting the bill for everything. And the competition was in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So aside from competing, did you get an opportunity to see Atlantic City and try to get the most out of your experience?
Oh yeah, I got a chance to, you know, see the city a little bit. It was a great city. Everything around there was the venue that they had us at, you know, it was pretty amazing. Got to walk on the boardwalk, restaurants there. They also had the strongman competitions there that we were able to watch while we were there, being right there on the ocean and just getting that ocean breeze. Because I'm from California, so, and I live in Arizona, so, you know, just seeing, you know, being able to be around, you know, ocean, getting that ocean breeze, and just that was, and two, that was my first time ever being on the East Coast, so it was amazing. You know, after the competition, I took a trip to New York, and you know, just went sightseeing New York, and it was, to me, it was an amazing trip that I'll always remember.
Oh man, that's awesome! I'm glad. Not only did you walk away with the victory, but you had the chance to experience Atlantic City, New Jersey, and go to the Big Apple. Man, that's a lot of fun. I mean, what an action-packed weekend that you had, man. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you made the most out of that. And you know, speaking making the most out of something, you know, natural bodybuilding, you definitely have to make the most out of what you have when you're doing natural bodybuilding, because again, it's basically, you have to spend hours upon hours in the gym. As you mentioned earlier, you know, it would take an act of Congress to get you out of the gym. So I wanted to ask you first, can you give me and the listeners out there the pros or the positives of being a natural bodybuilder?
You can do it for a very, very long time. You know, you stay healthy. You're not subject to be easily injured. You know, it's sad to say, but people, I mean, to each his own, right? If your thing is, you know, crossing that line, you know, to maybe you feel that you need to grow a little bit more and be natural, it's taking too long, or you're not seeing the results that you want, and, you know, and you need that quick result, then, hey, that's your thing. For me, no, I want to be able to do this for a long time. I want to be able to live, you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter, so I want to be able to live to see my baby grow up and be there, you know, for her. Crossing over that line, that's a fine line that you're playing with. You know, you're playing with your health. You're playing with your life, you know, at that point. So if you can do it natural, do it natural. I promise you it will be such an amazing feeling knowing that you did that work. You put that work in. You grind day in and day out, whether it's morning, noon, night, whatever the case may be, you did the work. You know, you didn't put nothing in your body to help you, to give you an extra boost. The only thing that you may use to give you an extra boost is pre-workout. Protein shake, okay. Some BCAAs, some EEAs, okay. Multivitamins, that's fine. But putting other things in your body that you have no idea what you're putting in your body. And then at the end of the day, something happens, you're in the hospital, and then before you know it, you're either deceased or you're messed up for the rest of your life. Kidney failure, liver failure, heart attack, stroke at a young age. You know, I'm 42. I'm not trying to have any of that right now. So I want to make sure that I do it right and I do it naturally. And like I said, I want to be able to do this for as long as I can, whether it be 60, 70, however old I be. I want to be able to step on stage at 60, at 70, looking my best, looking good. So if you want to do bodybuilding, for anybody out there that's listening, if you want to do bodybuilding, please just do your research on whatever it is that you decide that you think that you may need. Do your research and do it naturally. It's more of an amazing feeling when you do it naturally.
And, you know, you touched on some great points about wanting to be here for the long term, because you have a daughter. And, of course, you want to compete as long as you can. And I think a lot of people always want to do it. You know, people want to skip steps. but you can't skip a step. And, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can do it the other way, but, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you develop health problems at a very young age, man, and you just, you know, you want to definitely avoid that, not commend you for doing that and most importantly answering that question. Now, I want to ask you about what are the cons or the negatives of natural bodybuilding?
Oh, I mean, yeah, people look at you, and especially if you look a certain way, people will put that stigma on you. Oh, yeah, he does steroids. He does PEDs. That's not natural. That's probably the only con that I may come across, you know. But other than that, that's it to me. That has been said to me, but there's no other. I mean, there's no other feeling. There's no other greater feeling than knowing, you know, in your heart that you didn't do anything to cheat. You know, so again, I'm not, like I said, you know, to each their own. I'm not bashing anybody that does it. You know, if you do it, you know, please just be safe at doing it. But the only con that I may hear about, you know, natural bodybuilders is, and if they look a certain way or if they develop their body in a certain way, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, he's on steroids. Don't let him tell you that he's not taking anything. Oh, he's taking something. You know, but other than that, that's it.
Most definitely. And, you know, while we're just staying with natural bodybuilders for a moment, have you ever felt the temptation or the pressure to maybe say, you know what, I'm not getting to the next level or nothing's moving as quickly as I would like? Have you ever felt the temptation or even that pressure to, like, you know what, maybe I need to try to maybe get juiced up or get on the gear or whatever in order to take that next step, or if you've always been comfortable being at the level that you compete at?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, us as bodybuilders, we look at ourselves and we think that we haven't grown, or there's always body parts that you may look at yourself and be like, oh man, I need to bring this body part up. I need to bring that body part up. I need to do this to get this body part up. But no, I've never said, oh, well, let me take XYZ to bring that body part. I was like, no, let me go back to the drawing board, change up my routine more, whatever I need to do, eat more, do an extra set, do an extra rep, whatever the case may be. That's where my head goes. My head don't go straight to wanting to take PEDs or wanting to do something else to help me. No, what I want to do to help me is, okay, let's do an extra set, see? You know, let's do an extra rep. It's not going to hurt to do an extra set, to do an extra rep. You know, so that's my take on it, and I will always be that way, you know, whether it be, oh man, I'm not eating enough. All right, well, you know, I gotta up my calories a little bit more. I gotta do this a little more. Oh man, let me add, you know, another, I did a 205 on bench. Let me add, a half a pound or another five pounds. What do I do? One rep, two rep, three rep. I still did better than I did last week. You know, so it's just the consistency. Be consistent with it. The more consistent you are, you're going to see the results. You know, you may not see it right away. The other people will see it before you do, because you look at yourself every day. You see yourself every day. You know, you're looking at yourself every day, and you be like, oh, man. Oh, my leg's not, you know, I got skinny leg. My leg needs to get a little bit. Okay, let's get back in the gym, see? Let's see what we need to do. You know, hit it at different angles. You know, hit different exercises. You know, so it's never a, oh, let me take this pill or take this injection or do a better case maybe to get what I want. Nah, let me grind. Let me do the work. Let me do the work.
Yep, it's all about the grind. It's all about the hard work. And you definitely have to, as you said, you just have to be consistent. And when you have that consistency, you're definitely going to see the results. And, again, I commend you on that and just staying true to the game when it comes to what you do in your career in regards to, in reference to natural bodybuilding. And you mentioned earlier about being a licensed personal trainer. How did you become licensed, and what organization are you a part of?
The IFFA. You have to study. You have to study for the test, and then at the end of the you have to study, and then at the end of the your study, you take the final, and they send you the certificate, or they give you your certificate, and that's what I did. You know, I studied, made sure I learned, you know, everything about my about the body part, the nutrition, everything that you need to know. You know, it's in the book, it's in the handbook that they send you, and you take the test, study, you take the test, and and you become a licensed personal trainer.
Awesome. What is, you mentioned that you're licensed through the ISSA. What is that acronym stand, does it stand for?
International Sports Science Association.
Good deal. And that's, you know, I know there's a lot of organizations out there that help people become licensed personal trainers, but in your opinion, what makes ISSA stand out for the rest of the pack?
Well, you're able to go at your own pace. You know, that's rushed. It's very, very informative. You're able to do it, you know, whether if you're in school, if you have a job, you know, it's not anything that that you have to be quick to rush to get it done. You know, you go at your own pace, and you know, as soon as you're able or you feel that you're ready, you know, to take your final, then you take the final, and the rest is the rest is history, you know. So a lot of people that does different organizations, they may feel that their organization is the best, or you know, or their organization is better than, or is worth it. You know, it's whatever you decide to do, whatever organization you see that fits your time and fits your schedule. You know, the knowledge that you attain is the same knowledge that you would attain, let's say, if you do the NASM. You know, so I never downplay, you know, another organization's theory or how they do things. You know, that's just what, you know, I saw fit for my schedule and fit for me. So I decided to go with the ISSA, and I became a licensed personal trainer with them.
Awesome, and congratulations again on that. And let's talk now about your personal training business that you have, Get a Grip Fitness. Just tell everybody about it, and you know, the services it provides and where it's located.
Get a Grip Fitness. I provide, you know, personal training one-on-one. I do competition prep for clients also. It's located in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, you can look me up on Instagram, Facebook, Get a Grip Fitness, at Get a Grip Fitness. I have a website, www.getagripfitness.com. You can look me up there on my website also. It has all my information, phone numbers, what I do, you know, one-on-one training, if you're looking for one-on-one training, if you're looking for private training, if you're looking for group training, you know, I do that also. So
awesome, good to hear. And you know, let's just kind of stay this kind of like with personal training and specifically with nutrition. I know food deserts have become a problem for quite some time. And I know you mentioned about with your personal training business, whenever you have your with your clients, do you ever, I guess what I should say is, do you ever get into any issues maybe in terms of certain clients? They may live in food deserts where there's like little to no access to good quality fruits and vegetables. Do you have those issues with your clients? And if so, how do you address that problem?
I mean, I would say, you know, it's sometimes, you know, clients that come to me be like, man, it's, you know, it's hard to get, you know, all the calories in, or it's hard to, you know, get this in and get that in, you know, but I let them know, like, if it's a goal that you want, if it's something that you're looking towards or looking to attain, then you have to take the necessary steps. Okay, you can't expect to come in, do your workout, eat on an empty stomach, not have the right amount of nutrition that you need in order to build, in order to get the muscle tone that you really need. So, if a client is struggling to get the proper nutrition or whatever the case may be, you know, I walk them through, you know, let them know, hey, and the, you know, clients tell me, oh man, that's too much food. I can't eat all that food. I can't eat that much. As you start working out, your metabolism starts going. You become more hungry, or you need to, your body will let you know, hey, I need to eat. If you don't give it the right amount of nutrition, the right amount of protein, the right amount of carbs, your body will start eating itself. Our muscles are made up of mainly proteins and amino acids. If you don't get the right amount of proteins in, where do you think your body's going to take it from the get-go? It's going to come from your, it's going to take it from your muscles. So in order to continue to sustain and build your muscle, you have to, I let them know, you have to get the proper right amount of nutrition in your body. You need to get the right amount of nutrition in your body. You know, I know it may seem like it's a lot, but as you continue to do it, you know, you'll see, oh man, I can. And then after a certain amount of weeks or a certain amount of time, my clients come back like, oh man, cool, you know what? You were right, man. You know, you were right. Thank you, man. So it's just being that help, you know, to my clients that really don't understand or really don't know what to expect. You know, me just having that knowledge about, you know, the sport that they or the field that they want to. The certain thing that they want to accomplish with their body, just me having that knowledge and being able to help them, it's an amazing feeling to me, you know, just seeing my clients, you know, get the results that they're looking for after, you know, when they come to me, seeing the smile on their face and seeing them happy, like, oh man, Corey, oh man, I looked in the mirror the other day and I seen my body changing and I seen my muscles is gone, you know. So it's just that excitement when they come back to me and they have that excitement. That makes me excited too, you know, to know that I'm able to help them, you know, achieve what they thought was impossible.
That's great advice that you're giving them right there, man. And nutrition definitely is an important part of just trying to attain a great health. And that was a great nuggets that you dropped right there about our muscles being made of protein. And that was awesome that you telling me that and telling everybody else that, man. You heard it from him. He's Corey Brown, is the 2021 winner of the Mr. America bodybuilding competition. Man, brother, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us.
Man, I appreciate you, Ed. Thank you for reaching out to me and, you know, giving me this opportunity to, you know, to let everybody know and tell everybody about, you know, what I do. So that's, I appreciate it, man. I'm very humbled and very appreciative of what you've done, man. Appreciate it. They can find me, you know, on Instagram, like I said, at Get a Grip Fitness, or my website, www.getagripfitness.com. Even on Facebook, you know, same thing, at Get a Grip Fitness on Facebook. So, my phone number, everything is on there. You know, shoot me a text, shoot me a email, whatever the case may be. I'm always willing to, you know, give insight, you know, and share, you know, the information that I know and the knowledge that I have. So it would never be a no for me when it comes to fitness and nutrition and wanting to succeed in that field to anybody.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, any words of wisdom or any nuggets that you'd like to drop for the audience, just in terms of not just from a nutrition standpoint and people trying to achieve optimal health, but just for the game of life?
Whatever you do, give your best. You know, whatever it is, give your all, give your best, and in the long run, you will succeed. Stay true to yourself. You know, stay committed, stay consistent to whatever you set your mind to do. The sky's the limit. You know, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. You know, look at me. I never thought I was going to be, you know, Miss America. You know, and then to be up on the wall, you know, with all the greats, such an amazing feeling, man. So stay true to yourself. Be consistent in your grind, whatever that grind is, and find your passion. Whatever your passion is, stick with it. It's going to pay off. Trust me. Going to pay off in the long run. So that's my advice, man. Stay true to yourself, guys, and whatever, you know, be consistent in whatever you do.
And again, Corey, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Anytime, we'll be back with more right after this.
The Miss America competition actually means a lot. This is, like I said, one of the biggest competitions that's held. It's one of the oldest competitions that's been going on, and it's just an honor for me to be here.
Our first place winner of pro bodybuilding and the newly crowned Mr. America 2021, P211, Holly.
Honestly, I did not, you know, like I said, you know, all the competitors, they looked great. Everyone, you know, bought their best. And just to be standing here today with being Mr. America, it's an amazing feeling, man. It's great. It's wonderful.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. T+
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is an American success story.
Look at where we came from and look what we're doing.
I'm just a baraka and cashier.
So he's tracking down game changers and visionaries to find out how they made it to the top.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
I got my first job at 15 years old. My mom didn't have enough money for homecoming.
Join him on his journey to find that secret sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
Guys, if you've noticed that you're starting to lose your hair and you want to get your real hair back, listen up. My name's Aaron Marino. I'm the number one men's grooming expert on YouTube. And when it comes to hair loss and hair restoration, Bosley is the only company that I trust and I recommend to my guys when they're looking to get their confidence and their real hair back. The reason? It's simple. Bosley's been in the hair loss business for over 45 years. And when it comes to hair loss and hair restoration, experience matters. They've got expert doctors. They've got the latest technologies. And all it takes is a simple one-day procedure, and you are going to be on your way to rocking your confidence and your real hair once again. Guys, now is the time. Do not wait. If you're ready to get your confidence and your real hair back, I want you to grab the free information kit plus a $250 off gift card. When you text the word SMART to 203-203, that's SMART, S-M-A-R-T to 203-203. Don't wait. Grab the free information kit plus a $250 off gift card. You want to get your real hair back? Now is the time. Text SMART to 203-203.
Leftovers. Or
Jumba.
The DMV.
Number
97. Or
Jumba.
House cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Corey Brown, personal trainer, entrepreneur, and winner of the 2021 Mr. America Natural Bodybuilding Contest. Again, a big special thank you to Corey for taking time out of his busy schedule to be on the program. As always, until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.